Hey. Hi. It's Notes Underground.
It's happening again.
I'm here.
Again. Came so quickly.
And Dan's back for more.
Hey, guys.
I'm glad you're back, Dan.
Thanks for having me, Mitch.
Yeah.
It's good to see you again.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, you were eager this morning. 9:30 a.m. Ring, ring. Dan, let's podcast later.
You want to do a podcast?
That was unexpected. I was just having my morning cup of coffee, wiping the sleepers out of my eyes. I wasn't even thinking about podcasts.
I'm back in the mood, man. I've been down and out for a bit, but it's back on. It's time to get some music out there.
Sweet. Sweet.
Turn up the music a little bit. Thank you.
Dig that?
Yeah, it was cool.
No shit, man. In Dan world, listen to that song. I got like the drain pipes on and the Czech Vans, you know, and a vinyl jacket.
And you're looking
pogoing
good.
Pogoing like a Mother Hubbard.
You're looking good, just like they say in the song.
Man, I'm checking out. That was Peach Cake Music.
That's the band?
Yeah, that's the band. Tempe, Arizona represent.
That's from different Tempe?
Can you believe that, dude? They're Euro, from Tempe. They sound so Euro. Like,
they do.
We were saying over the music earlier that's totally Shoreditch, right?
Yeah.
Right out here in London.
Yeah,
it's like the too cool for school East End of London kind of sound.
Asymmetrical haircuts.
Exactly. Real vibing. I'm looking at their website, and these guys, I'm putting my finger on them as really having an opportunity, I think. Because like looking at their website, they're playing small little gigs. They're playing a lot of small little gigs, and I think that these guys could go much bigger, much bigger.
Cool.
That's just my feeling.
Yeah, no.
I dig it.
That was some good shit.
Yeah, man. That's the one song you can get on MySpace from their site there. All their other stuff they're keeping to themselves.
That's the way to do it, though, you know? Like, you don't have to give away the whole deal, but it's good to have something just so people can pass it around and sample what you're doing. You know?
No, totally.
There's all these, like...
That's what really, like, I'm into so many bands, and it really frustrates me when I can't get at least a little bit without buying some. You know, like, give me one song so I can hear it. I'm tired. I don't like getting cut off 20 seconds into it.
Because no one, I mean, because we all kind of, like, use the computer to find music, but very few people actually, like, I don't know if very few is the right word, but, I mean, it's just not, you don't want to be attached to your computer when you're listening to music. You want to be looking at the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, or at least your living room or something, you know, like something other than the screen though, you know, and I think that you can't really do that unless you can download it and put it on your iPod or put it on, you know,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Let it get
put
out
it on a CD.
Yeah,
or,
music has,
you know,
it's got, music exists in its own right, but it needs context too. And like, it gets so much more powerful when you have context to it. For example, when I was first moving out here, I was thinking to myself, God, the only, like, the musical context of my living out here was going to be Pet Shop Boys, West End Girls. Like, that song was going to define my year out here.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't, of course, at all. It was like Mars Volta and you know, The Clap. And like, it, like, now whenever I hear any of that stuff, it's just all I ever think about out here. And it's like the tie of the bond, the feel of that music is just so much stronger. And my bond with the whole band and everything they do is so much more powerful because of the context that is then gets like put in.
Yeah, right. Yeah, because you get to see why they were writing about some of the stuff they're writing about, and yeah, gives it sort of a tone.
Yeah, it's funny how some, you know, like sometimes you expect certain albums or songs or whatever to really latch on to a certain moment. Like, you'll take like a certain album on vacation maybe, and like you'll expect that album to possibly represent that vacation from then on, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But it won't, or it will. And it's
but some random song you heard at a bar when you were getting drunk with your buddy does, you know?
It. It's kind of like nicknames. Some stick and some don't. You can never really say why. Yeah. But, you know, I've tried to force that a few times. It never, ever works.
Well, see, we got, speaking of the East Side, we got, been kind of working on this thing with a few other people at MySpace called My Festival.
Mm.
And it's like all these great bands all over England. And one of the gigs is here at the Spitz.
Oh, sweet.
At the Spitalfields Market. And it's a band called The Fields.
Oh, I saw them. I saw them. Yeah, on the front. I didn't see them, but I saw them featured on MySpace. I've heard of their name many times. Yeah. And the Spitz is an awesome venue.
Is it?
I've
only walked by there at the market. I've never actually been inside.
Oh, it's good, man. They got a decent restaurant downstairs, but upstairs a real like personal little thing. Yeah.
Well, let's check out some of that music.
Cool.
Bridges burn. You're not the only one. You're not the only one. You're not the only one.
Oh. That was the face. That was the face of approval.
So funny when the drums kicked in.
Yeah.
You're like the whole time, you're like, eh, I don't know. I think I've heard this in the 60s before. And then once the drums kicked in, you're like, oh, okay, it rocks.
Out came the double horns. That was great. That was great, man. Who else is playing at this gig? And can you get me tickets, Mitch?
They're 6 pounds. I think, yeah, sure.
Forget it. I can get my own.
Yeah.
That's feasible.
Yeah.
Wicked.
It's actually, the whole thing is really cool.
Is this a many day long thing? Because Spit's a small place.
Yeah, click there's if you go to myspace.com/myfestival, and then it's like there's five different, there's five different days. There's three venues in London, three in Dublin, three in Cardiff, three in Glasgow, and three in Sheffield, and they're each on a different day.
Wicked.
So the thing that sucks about it is you can't possibly go to all of them, but you can pick one.
Says who? I got a motorcycle. All night long, baby.
Yeah, but the lineup is cool. You know, there's like, you know.
Jim Noir. No way.
Yeah.
I randomly came across his page the other day.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I dug it. I thought this guy seemed like a hip expat.
Yeah. I've got actually a little instrumental of his that I think maybe we'll just play at the end because it's like, it's really mellow.
That'd be cool.
But yeah, Jim Noir's cool.
Wicked.
Yeah.
God, wicked. I keep saying wicked. Wicked's my word du jour. Wicked. Dude, that's my, it's, I've totally picked it up. I got to drop it now.
And who else is playing? Chord is playing, which I may actually be able to do a live show with. And I'm sure everyone's heard of Dirty Pretty Things, that the Libertines guy. Not Doherty, but the other guy.
I don't know the other guy. No one knows the other guy.
Well, he's who's the Dirty other guy? Pretty Things. He takes off a shirt at the end of every show.
He's got to start dating more supermodels quick. Something.
So, anyways, what else you got? What did you bring in? You brought in a few, right?
Yeah, well, I brought in three. There was that first one that we played, and then there was Humboldt Squid and Cassio Tone for the Painfully Alone, which just played out here recently. And for those in SF, Humboldt Squid's going to be playing in the Great American Music Hall this summer.
Should I play them back to back?
Could do if you like.
Could do
if you wish. Sounds jolly. Go for right. it.
Yeah, sure. Let's just click one here. See what it is.
No! and we drink too much something to send smoke cigarettes and rented rooms. We quit our jobs and shoot for moon and cut our wrists and sleep to noon. There's a shield around us, we're invincible and boundless, and we're on the run from I don't know where.
They just don't give. They don't give.
I'm running out of money.
Show us the money, mom and dad. Bankroll my ass.
No, that, when was the last time you received money from your parents?
Don't ask that question. Okay. Come on. Don't embarrass me. I'm 28 here, almost 29. No.
I asked.
I take care of myself. I can handle myself. No. Sorry, I got music playing on my computer. Let me turn this off. Stop. There we go. Yeah, man. So that was Cassio Tone for the Painfully Alone.
Or that was cool.
Or CFTPA.
I liked it.
As they're called on MySpace. If you are going to hunt them out on MySpace, you got to look for CFTPA, not Cassio Tone for the Painfully Alone. But yeah, man, they're good. He was actually, to his credit, he was played as background music on the OC the other month.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Dude, you know you made it when.
I know, seriously.
He writes good stuff.
Oh, see. So yeah. Funny.
Yeah. Dude, were you ever hooked on that?
I've never actually watched it.
Oh, but it has such awesome moral lessons, Mitch. like the biggest one of them all, rich people got problems too. And you get to see them every day. I love that moral lesson.
Do they show it here in the UK?
Yeah, every week.
They do?
They were so hooked on it first season here. So hooked. And then when the first season ended, like in the television guide where it normally says OC, it says, what, no OC? It's like the whole, like they started a petition. I shit you not. They started a petition around London to bring back the OC to keep it going in between seasons. Didn't go anywhere.
They love their American TV over here. They got Lost. They got 24.
And it's always.
I was so surprised. I was like, God, what am I going to do about 24? And then Jack Bauer is like on the first billboard I see.
Like, lucky you.
Like, oh. Yep.
Well, I know.
I was like, It was funny because Dan and I were talking earlier about the similarities between 24 and Knight Rider.
Yeah.
And how, like...
Well, Mitch, you cracked this riddle that seemingly two disconnected shows, if there ever were two disconnected shows,
But they are actually... Chloe
cut from the same
Kit.
Cloth.
Chloe is Kit. And then
talk to me, Chloe.
Yeah, I mean, basically, you know, you got your man in the field, and then you got the backup with all the info, with
know
all the inside info. You
know,
all
tech guru.
Yeah, it was funny because I was thinking about it. I was like, God, you know, Kit used to be able to read. You know, he used to be able to to do some kind of radar action on a building and tell, you know, Michael where all the freaking people were. And
where
I was
the escape hatches were.
Chloe somehow was able to do that with her satellite imagery as well. And I was like, oh, that's it.
Maps, man. Soon they'll see us sitting here on the couch.
I know.
Right through the ceiling.
Our heat signature. Yeah. Okay. Oh yeah, and then that was your friend's band, the one right before the Casio Tones.
Yeah, Humboldt Squid.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, Humboldt Squid. Out of they're divided between Los Angeles and Santa Cruz right now. Drummers in Los Angeles, they're two piece.
So is it butt rock or is it butt rock?
What are you saying?
The music.
Well, there's definitely a lot of butt rock.
I mean,
influence.
Does it put butt rock in the genre?
Oh yeah, there's definitely butt rock influence. A lot of butt rock influence. A lot of butt rock influence.
It's cool. There's definitely catchy.
There's some musical virtuosity going on in there, and these guys are great musicians, really good musicians.
I was the one time I was in Humboldt, I drove through a town called Weed.
Oh yeah. We all took the sign of that city, didn't we?
There's an arrow that points left and it says Weed, and then right and it says college, and you're like, I don't know where to go. Do I have to pick? Can I do both?
You dove heavily into both, didn't you, Mitch?
I did both.
Yeah.
I was a both doer.
So what were your picks for the rest of the eve?
I got one from the Bombay Bicycle Club.
Oh, yeah, the local takeout near my house.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Let's check it out.
I'm interested.
Try, they never know what's right. It's all the same.
So how old do you think those guys are?
This is one of those trick questions. They're either like 200 years old or 12. 16
years old.
16. That's shocking. I am shocked. Although I was going to guess 12.
Don't you think they sound better
they
than...
They sound awfully mature for that.
Than that. Yeah, I mean, artistically.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, because a lot of like the kid bands that you hear are like really poppy.
Mm.
You know, like Silverchair.
Yeah, Silverchair. And, well, it's...
And what was that other band with the three like kids that were
ABC?
In the same family?
Oh, don't know. Jackson Family?
You know, Mbop. What was that?
Oh.
You're
killing me here. It's on the tip of the tongue.
I can't remember the name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They all got solo careers now.
Yeah. And braces. Anyways, North End Kids that are really? That haven't even that was like a home recording. They probably did it on Ableton Live or something.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
How'd you find them?
Just perusing on the MySpace.
The space.
Yeah.
Dude, that's good. Are they playing anything coming up? Do you know?
I'd like to check actually that out. Have a.
I'd buy them a beer, but.
A Carling Academy show coming up, believe it or not.
Yeah, but they got to get in through the door with their parents.
I know. Those
poor kids. Yeah.
It says on the page here. Let me look. Hang on. What were you saying? You were saying something about Twin Peaks. Or you were about to. They're playing at the Islington
Islington Carling Academy. Yeah.
Yeah, on the 26th of June.
Doesn't say who with, by chance.
With the Cajun Dance Party and More Assured.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Because that's right near my house. I can swing by there real easy.
Yeah.
Have a cold Carling. Watch a couple 16-year-olds.
It's usually hip-hop shows there, though.
Is it?
Every time I've been by there to, like, see a movie at The View.
It's always a hip-hop.
It's always, like, a hip-hop show.
Hip-hop.
And I saw a couple cool hip-hop shows there, actually. But I've never seen a rock show there.
Huh. Yeah, no, I've been there, like, a handful of times. It's always been rock, but it's always been very purposeful attendance. I've never, like, just dropped in.
Yeah.
You know, I've always known what's going on.
Yeah.
Because that's my style, knowing right. What's going on.
Yeah.
I was just saying earlier, I attended this Twin Peaks 24-hour marathon.
Yeah, I've done that.
36-hour, I think
it
was.
I've done the whole
thing. You did that? Where'd you do that?
I did both seasons.
At home? On your private?
No, when I was in college.
I tried to do it in college. We only got through episode 12, but this time, it was up for 36 hours straight, all episodes followed by Firewalk with Me.
Oh, my God.
And it was great.
Isn't Firewalk with Me in the middle?
What do you mean? Well, as the movie goes, it generally it covers the before the seasons and then.
But wasn't it made before season two?
I don't know exactly when it was made, but the time period of the movie covers before the time period of the show, primarily.
Got it.
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought Firewalk with Me but that it was the movie was made after the first season, before the second season.
Because
we watched it in the middle.
Yeah. Ooh, that'll tweak you.
It was so bad.
I saw it. I think the way it's meant to be seen.
Speaking backwards is just that still haunts me.
I'm a sucker for that stuff. I love it, dude. But this is great. Like this whole thing. They had free coffee and pie and like donuts and like everyone was dressed up. Totally, it was totally like Rocky Horror Picture Show, but for Twin Peaks. And people stayed up all night watching the whole thing. Anyway, I just came across Audrey's page because you know you fell in love with Audrey.
I don't remember which one was Audrey.
Audrey, here she is. You know, Audrey, the young one that falls in love with...
Yeah. Laura Flynn Boyle.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I was shocked that was actually Laura Flynn Boyle. You wouldn't know by looking at her these days.
Yeah.
She's totally another person. But man, wow. Anyway, I just found her page and I'm smitten. Hi, Laura. Hi, Audrey.
Hi.
I see you, baby.
Do not taunt the log.
We had a...
What does the log lady say? What is she always...
She's got a lot of monologues. Yeah. Monologues. Yeah, she's got a few. But in between episodes...
You stupid motherfuckers, no!
I wish I had some Twin Peaks sound effects.
Say it again, Audrey.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Oh, you stupid motherfuckers! No, no!
I love that one. That's so rock and roll. I want to hear a song start with that.
Of all the fucking terrorists in the world, and I gotta kill one with feet smaller than my sister.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, dude, we got a bank holiday weekend coming up.
I know.
You got plizzans in his house?
I plan to kick it.
Yeah, stone cold chill.
Yeah, I've been doing too much.
Mm.
I gotta not do so much.
You're not gonna host. You're not gonna be the most. You're not gonna go out and roast. You're gonna.
I may, but I might just.
You're gonna sit at home and make toast.
It really depends on the weather.
Yeah.
If it's nice out, then I'm gonna go outside and enjoy the fresh air. If it's raining, I'm reading my book. And that's probably the gist of it.
Mm. Well,
time to kick it. You know, it's Memorial Day. Aren't you supposed to like relax and mourn and stuff?
Oh yeah, mourn. Yeah, yeah. I gotta dust off the dark clothes and you know, get rid of the mothballs and mourn. It's a good time, that mourning action.
I bet there'll be a lot of like stuff going on for the people that have been killed in Iraq.
Do they have it? Is Memorial Day really recognized out here? That's American Memorial Day.
I don't know. It's a 3-day weekend here. Why is it a 3-day weekend here?
Hold on. I got all the British calendar action going on here. It's spring.
It's just spring.
It's just spring holiday.
I love
that's it. The UK holiday. That's why it's that. A bank holiday. It's spring.
They have so many freaking holidays.
But for us, it's John F. Kennedy birthday and Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, just spring.
Well, I got one more track. I got two more, I guess. I got that instrumental one we can just kind of exit with. And then I've got this one more with this band from Australia that's pretty cool called The Cat Empire. Mm. Want to check it out?
Yeah, hit me with your best shot.
Some thoughts in my head that were making me feel high. On my head was a hoodie, in my ears was some bass. I was walking by my dog when I saw that sexy face come towards me. With a little cheeky smile, if she was a phone, I'd pick her up and dial the fire brigade. Oh, 000, she stole me my tracks. I said, I'm a hello, hello. Oh, hello, hello. Sleeping in the sand with some dreams in my head that were causing an extension to the towel and my bed. And the waves were rolling like the curves on those lakes, like a sweet beach pillow with a centerfold spread. In the midst of the summer, heard some footsteps are creeping, and I woke to discover the woman I've been dreaming. She knelt down beside, said, can I share your pillow? I rolled over and I said, well, hello, hello. Some like cars and some like the houses with the rooftop spires, and some like to gossip about some rich sugar daddies. But me and my friends, we like the golden brown honeys, and some like watching people living on TV. That's a little strange if you're asking me, cause I like to eat and laugh and play. And all these are the things I know. Well, hello, hello. Oh, hello, hello. Ah, hello, hello.
Hallo. Hallo.
Ich arbeite bis zur Erschöpfung.
Hallo.
6 Tage in der Woche.
Party music lives forever. Party music lives forever.
You can't not laugh.
No
when,
shit.
When you listen Oot. To that. Hello. Hello.
Oh man, they seem like the great band to have at your party. I hear them and I think, geez, let's just drink beer and have fun.
Yeah,
I love them.
I bet they'd do a good version of Lowrider.
Yeah. Oh man, that was a good find, Mitch. That was a really good find. Do they have? Yeah. I would love to hear the rest of their.
Actually, that wasn't even their best. That was just the one that was free. Mm-hmm. They got a MySpace profile.
Come on, guys, show us your best shot.
I know you guys are probably sick of hearing me say that. When I started the show, I never used to find my music on MySpace, and then
you feel a bit like a broken record.
It just sort of happened.
I know. I mean, I've found a couple.
Like download.com is a great place to get music, downloadable music.
It's
cool. Yeah.
No, I like searching through different labels' websites, because when you go through label websites, they'll often have free music.
Like Beggar's Banquet or Matador or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's Sub Pop. Good stuff.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. There's a really great label out here called Upset the Rhythm that I think has had some really good stuff on it.
Cool.
And I've been going through them lately. But there's all sorts of great, it's just MySpace, it's like the bank, you know? We're robbing the bank. I feel like a bit of a broken record too. I feel bad about it. You can find it on MySpace. Another one, you can find it on MySpace. Find it on MySpace. Find it where? On MySpace.
Yeah. But
it's the truth.
It's the doormat for the music industry.
Yeah.
Well, so let's. I think it's. We've had a pretty good go here.
Yeah, maybe it's been good. I've enjoyed it.
Time to say goodbye unless we got some. Unless you've got a big philosophical.
Hugs.
Unless you have. I like to have one sort of philosophical.
Sort of like the end of the South Park, wrap it up.
End of the show kind of thing.
Tell it like it is.
You got any philosophical discussions here? Or is it strictly Knight Rider and party music?
Knight Rider and party music is more my stuff. It begins and ends there.
Okay, that's pretty good. Well,
don't put me on the spot.
Okay, fine.
If only Lee the Dork were here.
I know. I tried to get him to call, but he had to go to a James Brown show.
Poor bastard.
I know.
Really? No, at this point, poor bastard. I mean, if it were 1977, I'd say right on. But now I imagine it's got to be tough for James Brown to stand up. Literally, you know, they actually have to get someone to haul him off stage.
No.
Dude, Lee, please, if you're listening, call in, man. I've been waiting. You and me, kindred spirits, have been waiting. Waiting.
Me too.
Send a picture. Tell me what you're wearing.
I think we all have.
Yeah. The whole world. Don't keep the world waiting. He does his own podcast too, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I got to check that out. I know I meant to when I first heard about it many, many, many moons
ago.
The Lee Show.
Yeah.
I'm writing that in my stickies right now.
Check it out, everyone.
Do.
All right. Well, on that note, let's wrap it up with the Jim Newhart Untitled track. Good night, everybody. See you next week.
Bye-bye.